Welcome to 9to5 Mac Daily for Tuesday, October 8th, 2019. I'm Chance Miller. Today's episode of 9to5 Mac Daily is brought to you by Day One. After a summer of beta testing, Apple this week has released macOS Catalina to the public. The update includes major changes to the Mac, including new apps like Music and TV, Apple Arcade, Screen Time, and more. After expanding for many years to accommodate more types of content, iTunes has finally been split up. macOS Catalina features separate apps for music, TV, and podcasts, while Finder now supports iOS device management. In addition to the new media apps, there's also a new Find My application that combines Find My Friends and Find My iPhone, allowing you to track and find your friends and devices via the Mac. Other apps, including Photos, Reminders, Notes, Mail, and Safari, have also all been updated with new features. And Screen Time is also now available on the Mac, allowing you to manage how you spend your time. For iPad users, there's a new Sidecar feature that allows you to use your iPad as a secondary display to your Mac. This works with both wired and wireless connectivity, and your iPad can either mirror or extend your main Mac display. It also fully supports the Apple Pencil. Meanwhile, Mac Catalyst is a new technology that makes it easier for third-party developers to port their iPad apps to the Mac. We've rounded up all of the first Mac Catalyst apps that are now available, so be sure to check out that in the show notes below. When it comes to updating to macOS Catalina, there are a few things worth noting. The update drops support for 32-bit applications, which means some older applications from companies like Microsoft and Adobe will no longer work. Furthermore, because of the death of iTunes, certain media and DJ applications are also broken with macOS Catalina, with Apple saying that affected users should avoid updating to Catalina until those apps are updated. With all that having been said, there's quite a bit to like in macOS Catalina, including Apple Arcade, new applications, and more. If you're ready to make the jump, you can download Catalina for free from the Mac App Store. Following the launch of Catalina with Catalyst, Bloomberg is out with a new report saying that the process hasn't been quite as seamless as Apple and third-party developers had hoped. One issue cited in the report is that there's no way to share a purchase between the Mac and the iPad. This means users are required to pay for the Mac version in addition to the iOS version, even though they could largely be the same app. For developers, the behind-the-scenes work also hasn't been quite as easy as Apple had said. Essentially, Apple had pitched developers that Catalyst would allow them to port their iPad apps to the Mac with very little actual work. Developers who spoke to Bloomberg, however, said that's not actually the case. Those developers said that the process of porting their iPad apps to the Mac with Catalyst required much more work than expected, and in this instance, some of the developers believe that it actually makes sense for users to have to pay again for the Mac app. At WWDC, Apple touted that Asphalt 9 and DC Universe would both be coming to the Mac thanks to Catalyst. Since then, both of those apps have been completely removed from Apple's website and are nowhere to be found. Meanwhile, Netflix told Bloomberg that it currently has no plans to make a dedicated Mac app using Catalyst, and instead would prefer that users continue to use the web browser. Ultimately, Mac Catalyst is still relatively new and early in its development process. It's likely that Apple will be able to continue making improvements with future versions and updates to macOS Catalina. The success of the Catalyst platform largely depends on the adoption among developers, so ideally Apple will be able to make improvements to the development side of things at a quick pace. 9to5 Mac Daily today is brought to you by Day One, the award-winning journal app that redefines journaling on your iPhone, iPad, and Mac, and is used and loved by many of us here at 9to5 Mac. Day One is a journaling app that's actually fun and simple to use. Not only can you write text entries, but it also allows you to capture much more with photos, videos, links, drawings, and audio recordings. Secure Cloud Sync keeps your entries up to date across iPhone, iPad, and Mac. And if you're wondering what you'll write, the new Templates Gallery gives you helpful prompts to get started. Even if you're not a big fan of writing, the Apple Watch app is a fantastic audio recorder. And with end-to-end encryption and on-device Face ID and passcode protection, entries stay private. Day One is a must-have app for iPhone, iPad, and Mac and it's free to download on the App Store or at dayoneapp.com. My thanks to Day One for sponsoring 9 to 5 Mac Daily. In other news, Apple has quietly informed customers that the shared iCloud Drive folders feature, first announced at WWDC, is no longer scheduled to be released this year. Prior to today, the macOS Catalina features page on Apple's website said that iCloud Drive folder sharing would come later this fall. But following the release of Catalina to the public, Apple has updated that text to say the feature won't come until sometime next spring. The iCloud Drive system was overhauled during the iOS 13 beta period, adding features like folder sharing and the ability to pin files to stay downloaded. During that process, however, many beta testers reported issues with data loss and data corruption. This prompted Apple to revert the iCloud Drive changes as part of a wider push to stabilize iOS 13 in time for its September launch. Shared folders in iCloud would have allowed an Apple user to share a folder once with friends and have everyone be able to see the contents of that folder as it changed. Shared recipients would also be able to add and edit files in the folder, making it a collaborative experience. Adding support for sharing folders to iCloud Drive would make it a direct competitor to Dropbox. And iCloud Drive is native to iOS, macOS, and iPadOS, making it a lot more seamless to use than a third-party app like Dropbox. Hopefully, Apple will be able to hit that new spring target, most likely with a future update to Catalina and iOS 13. Rounding out today, we've seen Apple Watch catch on with a handful of insurance providers so far. Now, Devoted Health has become the first health insurer with private Medicare plans to offer a discounted Apple Watch as a benefit. Devoted Health is a startup health insurer that says it wants to stand out among Medicare Advantage plans with a focus on world-class technology. Back in January, a report said that Apple had started working with Medicare plan providers to subsidize the cost of Apple Watch hardware, and this new deal with Devoted Health seems to be the first part of those efforts to come to fruition. Devoted Health will cover up to $150 per year in wellness bucks for things like classes, programs, and now wearable devices like an Apple Watch. The $150 credit can go towards the $199 Apple Watch Series 3, as well as the new Apple Watch Series 5. Wellness bucks are essentially an allotment of spending that Devoted Health is giving its customers every year, giving them the option to spend it how they see fit. Until this week, Apple had only successfully reached agreements like this for non-Medicare plans from the likes of UnitedHealthcare and Vitality. Expanding the reach of Apple Watch to people covered by private Medicare plans has the potential to help those who could benefit most from the device's capabilities. This includes things like fall detection and heart rate tracking, both of which could be incredibly useful for at-risk seniors. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. Read all of the stories mentioned today and much more at 9to5mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.